The largest coal export terminal proposed for the Northwest has moved one step further in the planning process. The agencies overseeing the review of the project near Bellingham announced yesterday what potential impacts they'll consider. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
The Washington Department of Ecology says it will study the impacts on human health as well as rail traffic as coal moves from Wyoming mines to the proposed terminal north of Bellingham. Ecology will also look at the vessel traffic impacts of moving the coal to Asia on more than 900 ships, which would come in and out of the Strait of Juan de Fuca each year to service the terminal. And in a move that has opponents of coal exports pleased, Ecology announced that it will assess the greenhouse gas emissions that will be created from both transporting the coal and burning it at the end of the line. But Ecology cautioned that this report is not the final say on the project. Josh Baldy is the Northwest Regional Director.
It's meant to inform the permit decisions that will need to be made, but it's also meant to inform a broader public discourse around the project.
Supporters of the Gateway Pacific Terminal called the move unprecedented. Lori Hennessy is a spokeswoman for the Alliance for Northwest Jobs and Exports.
Yes, it's a disappointment, and we weren't hoping for this kind of interpretation, but this does not mean everything's over. We're still moving forward, and they're going to work with the state.
The environmental impact statement should be completed within the next 2 years. Then the public will have another chance to submit comments before a final decision is made. More than 120,000 public comments were submitted earlier in the review process. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.